The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and greetings from Insight Retreat Center. And I feel kind of delighted to be here with you today and being here in this room. So thank you for being here. And so in doing mindfulness practice, one of the simple ways of describing it is that we are recognizing what's happening in the moment as it's happening. And there are two general ways that maybe people can approach this recognition in the present moment, being aware of the present moment. One is to see things as they are, where how they are is a conclusion. So when we're mindful, we're concluding something. This is what's happening. So if we're mindful of the breathing, say we're mindful of the in-breath, the recognition of the in-breath is kind of like the end of the story, like breathing in and then breathing out, and that's the end of the story. Or you hear a sound, the sound is the recognition of that brief event. There's a sound, and I've recognized it. The sound might go on, but it's kind of like the recognition is a conclusion or is a thing in itself that's has recognized what has just happened. The other way of doing it is not to be aware of things as they are, but be aware of things as they are occurring, things as they are becoming. And so there, now mindfulness is not a conclusion, but rather it's a beginning. And so to be aware of a sound, it's kind of like you're in maybe if you use mental noting or something, quieter, where there's a decision to then turn your attention to feet. You're not just recognizing the sound, but it's kind of like you're making yourself available to experience it as it's occurring. If you're recognizing breathing, the mindfulness of breathing is not a conclusion about, yes, now I'm breathing, but rather it's a beginning of the experience of being available to know, feel, experience breathing as it's occurring. And if there's a brief sound, the recognition can still be that way. So it's kind of like you're opening the door. Say you're in a stuffy room, and you open the door to the outside, and it becomes a beautiful, wonderful, fresh breeze coming in. And you just make yourself available for feeling that fresh breeze. And so the idea is to always kind of use the mindfulness to help you be available for the fullness of the experience as it's occurring. And it might just be momentary. So being available for the in-breath, breathing in, but then there's a kind of opening to that. The very recognition is a opening the door to be aware of the full inhale. Or if you're in the exhale, be aware of the exhale, to be aware, really aware of it as it's occurring, letting it register as it's occurring, the ongoing experience of it. And if you get to the end of the exhale and that being available, door being open, is still there, that spills over into being aware of the transition from breathing out to breathing in. If you're thinking, it's useful to note that, be really clearly aware that you're thinking, but not as a conclusion, but as a beginning of making yourself available to register, to feel, to experience, to know what this is like. Even if the thinking stops, the particular thoughts you have, they're still lingering, kind of, what's the lingering effect? And what's the effect of being available? So you're also letting yourself be available to the experience of being available. So things as they're occurring. So assuming a meditation posture, And gently closing your eyes. And just checking in with yourself. If you are mindful at this moment, if you open your awareness at this moment, what do you become aware of? What is occurring within you? And what would it be like to open yourself to experience what is occurring as an ongoing event where the mindfulness is making ourselves available for the occurring, to feel it, to know it, to be aware of it? And then to do this with a breathing, in taking a gentle, long, deep inhale and exhale, being available in your body and your mind to know, to experience the full occurring of breathing in. Being available to experience the full occurring of breathing out. And letting your breathing return to normal. And the inhale is a process. It takes a little bit of time, however short or long it might be. In a relaxed, easy way. Open the door of awareness to let the breeze of breathing come in. If something else is happening that you become aware of, open your awareness to register, to feel how that is occurring. Mindfulness is continuing action of opening to things as they occur. where each moment of allowing, being available, might be quite brief before you open the door again. For mindfulness to be an availability, an opening to experience, it's important that we're not crowded with thoughts and agendas and wants. Desires and thoughts, agendas become quiet. So when we open the door of awareness, what we're mindful of can flow through it, whatever is occurring is allowed to pass through for however long awareness is open. And then we do it again. when awareness is an opening to experience as it's occurring, when we're allowing something to register or be felt or known, there can be a subtle joy or pleasure in the allowing, even when the experience might be unpleasant. It's the allowing the experience to be registered, allowing it to arise and flow in awareness, however brief it is. Can have a feeling of freedom, pleasure, joy in the openness, in the allowing. In the feeling of being available to know and to feel. Putting aside what you want to have happen. Putting aside what you expect to have happen. So that you can better be available for the next moment. As it's occurring, And then as we come to the end of the sitting, if you're able to have a sense of this opening awareness to what's available, or to what's happening, to what's occurring, an availability, an allowing of things to register, to be felt. And if that could be a light feeling, happy feeling, or some pleasure in that availability, then maybe you can also do the same for opening to experience the suffering of others, the challenges they have, or your own suffering, where, oddly enough, opening to be aware of it this way, there's a good feeling, a rightness, a kind of subtle pleasure or even joy, not in the suffering, but in our wonderful capacity to be open to it, to allow ourselves to feel it as it's occurring, lightly, calmly, opening to the suffering of the world. Being available, enjoying the sense of availability as it's occurring. Where there's no conclusions, there's no fixed ideas, just a continual opening to things as they are coming to be, things as they are occurring. And in being aware of others and their suffering, the door of availability, that open door, can then be the door out of which our care and love and goodwill flow. An open door for what comes in, and an open door for what goes out. An open door for breathing in, an open door for breathing out. And on the exhale, let the last words of these phrases flow out of you into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.